Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, the purveyor of the outstanding website businessadvance.com and Growth Igniters radio program, right?
Yes, that's right. And every Wednesday there is a new episode that's being released. So check that out, folks.
Yep.
Yes.
And Pam and Scott over there. Wrap up for us how we should think about growth. And one of the things I know you focus on is, what's the reality in front of us?
Reality in front of us is that we need to have a clear idea of what should be happening. If you are looking to grow, if that is your decision that you are going to grow, you have to have an idea of what should be happening, and you have to always be looking at, is it happening? And by that, you say, how do you know? What kinds of things are happening? And Jim, you and I were talking briefly about the fact that, for example, if you are having a turnover problem, that's something that shouldn't be happening. If you're finding that your customers are particularly attracted to a new product or service that you have, that's something that should be happening.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at what should be happening and is happening. That's always the issue. And the biggest thing that can help you is your organization as a source of intelligence. That's how you begin to reconcile that gap.
And do you test for these things? If you're thinking about growing, do you talk to your customers and say, hey, will you still love me if I grow?
Well, they may or may not. I think that.
Aren't those people you should check with?
Of course you should. You should also check with your employees. You should check, you know, something that more people need to check with are their suppliers and their strategic partners.
Your banker.
Your banker may say,
well, I tell you what, dude, I've supported you, but if you move two counties over, I can't loan you money for that inventory.
That's right. And in fact, sometimes companies will relocate, and then they find that they've lost a significant portion of their employees. It's a huge issue, too. So you have to talk to all of these people about the different issues, and it provides you with a tremendous source of intelligence. People say, oh, you know, larger I get, it's hard to deal with this organization I have, you know, even if it's 10 people. And the fact is, that's your source of wisdom as much as anything else. But let's say that you outsource your IT. Talk to the person or the company that is your provider.
Mm-hmm.
To find out what's going on there. I know a company that is almost totally made up of outsourcing and strategic alliances.
Right.
He meets with these people every week over the phone. They're spread out all mm-hmm. over the world because he manufactures in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And every week these people are on the internet with each other or on the phone. And he's talking about what's going on so that he has a sense that what should be happening is happening. And if you do this on a regular basis, and he does it once a week, he's not as surprised as somebody who never does
mm-hmm.
it. And then says, guess
and
what?
And that's something that a lot of small business owners don't do a great job of. If things are going okay, we leave it alone too often. And I'm not saying you want to. You want to break something that's not broken or fix something that's not broken, but you do have to manage, and you do have to stay close. You know, a beautiful garden doesn't stay without weeds. You got to continue to pull the weeds out, don't you?
That's right. In fact, nothing stays stable anymore, and that's why you have to keep talking, because the world keeps changing.
Mm-hmm. And that's
and
the reason
we have to be up on top of it.
And I like what you're saying about talking to these people, and not only about growth, but about just managing, about how things are going right now. with where you are in your company.
That's right. We have to keep a psychologically safe environment so that people feel comfortable sharing what they know.
Right.
Because if they don't feel safe, they will not tell you. And
right.
That's probably the biggest thing we see when we're working with companies is there are people go, oh, if I say that and I say this isn't working right, what's going to happen to me?
Yep.
And so creating that safe environment, in fact,
right.
is a very big deal.
Hey, Pam, I need your website one more time, please.
It's businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
Check it out. Hey, Pam, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.